hour of the Ralph Winter Road Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II, Truth Seeker of the Far North. I appreciate Republic Broadcasting giving me the opportunity and a platform. So remember, there's two things that keep this thing going. Is one is any donations made to me, because I operate below the poverty line. I'm going to work on changing that this year, because I'm going to be very shortly offering a lot of different things out to the general public, a lot of information. Some of it's not going to be cheap, but I've learned one thing I've learned, unless somebody is can't afford to pay, which I never withhold information for that, if people do not donate something, they don't respect your work. They don't respect what you're giving them. And the other thing is Republic Broadcasting, to keep that show on the air, requires donations to them. It's not free. Liberty is not free. And there's a lot of people going to go to jail if we can turn this around, and I think it can be done. But like we have Greg, and I'm sorry, what was your name from the Ron Paul?
I'm Kevin in Tampa with the Tampa. Ron Paul Meetup Group.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to go, and I used to pound on a lot of people, and my own thing is people have belief systems. They've settled in. They've been brainwashed. And if you can get 3% of the people, that tells me that you are living in an area that most of these people have their hands in somebody else's pocket, either for the money or sexually.
Well,
terrible thing to say, but that's what they're doing.
One of the things, too, Ralph, is they've got us moving so fast. I mean, just sitting at a light for 5 minutes or maybe 3 to 4 or 5 minutes, sitting at a stoplight, and you're trying to go somewhere, and it's just, you see how crowded and congested, and this place is just constantly moving fast. They've got people moving so fast, they can't even think. They don't have time to think. I mean, it's like my uncle died Friday, and so my aunt gets on the phone to call this a friend of their family. And so what happens is the mother of the friend goes to tell the son, this Bill died. She opens the door, and here's the guy hanging in his room. He hung himself. Because what happens, he's lost his job. He's losing his house. Everybody here is losing their home. They're losing their jobs. I mean, all our jobs have been sent overseas. The people are being oppressed and beat down. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on here.
Well, people all wise up. Let me ask you this, Kevin. In the Ron Paul, the 3%, they were enthusiastic?
Oh, yeah, definitely enthusiastic. I think it translated into like 64,000 people in the state of Florida. And they're probably the 64,000 people. I mean, they're the cream of the crop, or the people that you'd really, you know, want to have your back in a fight, or you know, going up against the government, mm-hmm. or you know, whatever it is. Those the people that I met in the past year and a half with this campaign has just been, you know, really a treat. I've made lifelong friendships with quite a few people here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish there was some way that Ron Paul could maybe. You never know yet. You just never know. The Republican thing is not over. There needs to be either taking over the Republican Party or a new party. But Ron Paul has awakened a lot of people, and he's brought a lot of issues out in front that nobody will touch. Nobody will touch this stuff.
Definitely. I just watched a video of him questioning General Petraeus, who was up in Washington a couple weeks ago, for 3 days, supposedly answering questions, but it seemed like he was doing his best not to answer questions for 3 days, even though he's supposed to be up there answering questions about the Iraq war. And, Ron Paul was just, when it came to his turn, he was just amazing. Classic Ron Paul talking about the Constitution, and just asked General Petraeus.
Sure.
He only wanted to answer one question.
Let me hold you. We'll come back with that question. I hear the music, and this is a short segment here, so we'll be back in just a minute.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Well, we're back from break here. Got Kevin, and this is the Ralph Winter Road Show. And we've got Kevin and Greg out of Florida, and have a few more minutes here, and then I need to get on to finishing up my IRS. But let me ask you this, Kevin. Is there any talk of a third party?
Well, the Libertarians just nominated somebody, and the Constitution Party just nominated Pastor Chuck Baldwin there. But as far as Ron Paul goes, I really don't see him doing it. He's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. It's pretty uphill battle to do anything like that.
So maybe what it needs to be is get in the Republican Party and over and take that sucker back.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last night, but it's like the, you know, that's like kind of taking over the Titanic at this point. You know, it looks like the Republican Party is going to go down, I think because they're trying to be too much like Democrats or, you know, I hate to get into all this, divisive Democrat, Republican. It's either, the people who want liberty and people who don't want liberty. The people who don't want liberty are willing to see a lot of things happen in this country, like the income tax and, you know, tax, spend. And the people that do want liberty, I think, are these terms and these labels, I try to avoid them, but they're with us. And I'm trying to think about the being Republicans and being conservative, but I just want to go back and say, Greg, I'm praying for you. If there's anything I can do here in Tampa with the meetup group if we need to get a group of people together sometime, somewhere to do something that you think might help with this, with your family, I'm all for it. And just,
well, what I owe Greg here, I told him I'd do a Bivens action. I haven't got it done yet, but I've got into the Federal Register, and I've got a lot of this stuff. And we're going to get this documented, then we're going to raise some serious ACLL.
All right.
And we're going to put it out there on the Internet for free, this information. And I got a guy to work on my homepage now for free, and he's just waiting on me to get started. So anyway, there's only one of me. It is going to get done. It just takes time, and I'll be honest, this stuff is so dragging to me. I have to, some days I just have to go like 2 or 3 days. I just can't do it anymore. It's just, I just got to get free of it, and then I get back, and then I'm back in the saddle again. Like today, we've stopped a judicial sale for the IRS. We're going to tackle another one heads up, and we've got a couple other things in the works, and we're going to start really mixing it up here now. So, anyway, you guys, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, Ralph.
All right, thanks. And, nice to be with you.
Yep, and I'm going to get back to laying the groundwork here, so at least by the end of the hour, that'll give us enough time here for the last half hour to get into the state, because the other part of what I was talking about is how they would overthrow the legislative, basically, is how do we make Congress appear to be doing something, like clearly making laws of the United States, which they quit technically in the Judiciary Act, or the Dictionary Act, 1871, because they quit making it on the different sections and be it further enacted. That's in February of 1871. But how do they get rid of, they have the judiciary they were working on, and they got that accomplished, but how do we get rid of the executive and give the perception that Congress is still making laws of the United States? Well, we got the code. They started with the revised statute of 1878. They tried to make that legal and conclusive and legal evidence. And the Supreme Court raised Cain, and they had so many errors they had to abandon it. So all of the code up to now is just prima facie evidence. And then they tried the little ruse of in Title 18 and Title 21 of making it positive law. Hoo-ha. That is not laws of the United States. Absolutely is not laws of the United States. So am I to believe that Congress goes up there and, quote, legislates, and some of it is not positive law and some of it is? So the obvious question, what are you doing if it's not positive law or laws of the United States? It's illogical. It doesn't pass the smell test. And positive law is not laws of the United States. Go look it up. I think I might do a half-hour segment on that. Look that up and get that. That's one of the many other. But anyway, getting back to the Federal Register Act, this was a way for the president to get his stuff. This was a way for Congress to give marching orders to the agencies that are sitting from God knows where in the dark doing regulations, and then the president gets to be dictator. He is the censor, and now it's the Department of Justice in 1954. So what gets published? There are three acts that address this issue. There is the Federal Register Act, there is the Administrative Procedures Act, and there is the Paperwork Reduction Act, which is tied into the Federal Register. And simply stated, you can find the stuff that shall be published today in Title 44, 1505 A1. And it says that things have to be published in the Federal Register. If the president wants anything published, it gets published. If Congress creates by law, it's got to be published. Remembering that the president can nix anything. So the by law part of the Federal Register Act is the Administrative Procedures Act, which is Title 5, 552A1. And it says here that all substantive rules of general applicability adopted as authorized by law, and it has to be published. So if you go into the the Federal Register, which is where I was wanting to go, to, because that's the only law we have left. We are being ruled by legal notice. I'm going to be working up some modules on that, and then I'll be releasing some of the best cases on the binding part. But I started to reading the Federal Register, and I was saying, okay. By the way, the other part of this was in Title 5, USC 553. It says there, that's about proposed rules, and general notice of proposed rulemaking shall be published in the Federal Register. And there's so much more in the Federal Register, because they explain and they make about the comments, and they explain what they're up to. The reason that they do not have to publish this is found in Title 44, 1505A1. And this says there, except, and this is concerning the presidential stuff, it has general no general applicability or legal effect. Or is effective only against federal agencies or persons in their capacity as officers, agents, and employees thereof. Okay? So, if it's against the federal agencies, no, gotta be published with a comment period. They will publish some of this, but there'll be no comment period, or you will see they will add a comment period to confuse it. But it says we don't have to. And they don't have to take the comments. So therefore, there's no comment period. Now, the one that they quote a lot in the Federal Register, when you get in there, they will quote Title 5, 553A2. They love A2. And what does it say? It says right here, the section applies according to the provisions thereof, except to the extent that it there is involved, and A2 is a matter relating to agency management or personnel. Thank you. They will quote also B3 and D3, and that's just for good cause, or it's interpretive rules or statements of policy. So, simply stated, they must publish in the Federal Register if it has general applicability and legal effect. General applicability out of the Administrative Procedures Act, and of course in the Paperwork Reduction Act gets involved. Also, if they are going to gather information, there must be an OMB number, and they must tell if it's going to be mandatory for a benefit or voluntary. The 1040 under OMB 1545-0074 is only published as being mandatory in 4 different years, which I've talked about before on another show. Mandatory. And what specifically is missing, there are no regulations of any type. They cite the regulations and the statutes with the OMB number when they're submittal to the OMB. And it was approved. There are no Part 1, which would be a 1 point like 3401 for wages. There is nothing there. Never has been, actually. There is no citation to the code marching orders of 3401. There is no regulation in there for the source of income, the 861. There is a regulation for the people that want to do the 861 argument. And the answer lies in 26 CFR 1.861-8, little F, as in Foxtrot. It tells you right there who has sources of income. 1.861-F. I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, we're back from break here. Got another short segment, and then right after the end of the hour, I've got one more thing to set up here. Before I tell you where the state is we have anybody that's familiar with the prima facie evidence, which is the abstract of the Federal Register called the Code of Federal Regulations. If it's a part one, it must have a 1 point. And then the code section, like 3401 or 6065, and the other thing that's missing, let me back up here, is there is no authority for the four mandatory uses of the 1040 for the jurat. Penalties of perjury. And, of course, the IRS has two different regulations, 1.6065, which is only under the OMB numbers, and that's only for corporations, and it's still an illegal regulation because the statutory law was changed, and they have another one, 1.6065-2T, that was abolished in the year 2000, and they still use that as a ruse. These people are of the evilest of the evil. Now, so we have a 1 point something. We have a 20-point something, which has to do with a state. We have the 31, which has to do with, quote, employers. So the question becomes, why do we see so many 301 regs? Because you have to back up the Title 26 of the United States Code, our marching orders from Congress for the ATF, for citizens of the United States, for foreign corporations, for non-resident aliens. One of those code sections covers all of these entities, and it also covers hoo-ha, government agencies, officers, and employees thereof. And the only way you can separate those marching orders is by looking at the subsidy regulations. What is the number in front of it? If it has a one point something, and if it has a statutory authority, it's going to have force effect of law against somebody or somebody's. And you have to go research that out. So the question becomes, what are the 301 regs? Because I found those in 1960. And I'm going to read that from the Federal Register. The 301.6331 has to do with lien levies. There is no 1.6331. There is statutory authority under 6331 for ATF, but there is none for a Part 1 individual income tax with a 1.6331. There is a 301.6331, and it's quite clear, and I'm going to read it. It's a very short sentence. This is the statutory provisions, levy and distraint, right out of the 1960 Federal Register. It's still today. Levy may be made upon accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or the district. Seems pretty simple to me. There's a little more to it, but that's the whole, that's the crux of the whole deal. Seems really simple to me. And after I had tracked this back through, I started with the lien levy and ATF to see where the source of that. And yet the source of the ATF that they like to put in the parallel tables, which is another ruse, all it is, it's just nice to know that you're getting screwed, is the 301 regs out of 1960. And it reads further down now, the regulation, the dash one. Certain types of compensation. Federal employees, levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any of the armed forces or elected or appointed officials of the United States or the District of Columbia or any agency or instrumentality of either by serving a notice of levy on the employer of the delinquent taxpayer, period. As used in this subdivision, the term employer means A, officer or employee of the United States, comma, the District of Columbia, comma, or of the agency or instrumentality of the United States or the District of Columbia who has control of the payment of the wages, or any other officer or employee designated by the head of the branch, department, agency, or instrumentality of the United States or the District of Columbia as a party upon whom service of the notice of levy may be made, period. End of story. That's it. I don't see anything in there about me. I don't work for the federales. And you go down to the second section, which is the lead-in, and I may not get time here to get that finished, and then we're going to go to where the substance of this is. The next section is state and municipal employees. Accrued salaries, wages, or other compensation of any officer, employee, or elected or appointed official of a state, territory, of any agency, instrumentality, or political subdivision thereof are also subject to levy to enforce the collection of any federal tax. That's it. Are you a state or municipal employee? I hear the music, and as soon as we come back from it, I'm going to go to something that just reinforces this right up the same alley. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back from break. Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And now we're going to get to the punchline to reinforce unequivocally who the federal income tax is about. And this is found in Title 31, CFR, and it's in the section of Chapter 215. And it is a final rule. And rule, R-U-L-E, is about the government. Regulation is about us. Now I'm going to read this section here is 31 CFR 215-1, or .1. 31 CFR 215.1. This part, that's by the way, this is a Federal Register of 1977. 1977, July 1st. And the Federal Register number is 42FR33731. And it goes all the way up to 34, so it's 31 through 234. It's a four-page Federal Register. So it's 1977, 42, Federal Register, 33731 through 34. Under Section 31 CFR 215.1, Scope of Part. This part relates to the agreements between the Secretary of the Treasury and states, including the District of Columbia, cities or counties, for withholding of state, city, or county income or employment taxes from the compensation of civilian federal employees and for the withholding of state income taxes from the compensation from the members of the armed forces. And I'm going to stop right there. First of all, that means that all of these states, counties, municipalities have an agreement somewhere written down, and they know what the game is, presuming they have an intellect. It's about civilian federal employees. Now, this talks about here between the Secretary of State and this. Now we go into 31 CFR 215.2, definitions. Agency means, that means if it's not listed, ain't here, folks. Agency means each of the executive agencies and military departments as defined in Title V USC 105 and 102, respectively, and the United States Postal Service, and in addition, for city and county withholding purposes only, all elements of the judicial branch. That's it. Now let's get to the real good punchline. What is an employee? This is under H, 215.2H. One, it says employees for the purposes of state, city, and county income or employment tax withholding means all employees of an agency other than members of the armed forces. The term does not include retired personnel, pensioners, peoples with annuities, or similar beneficiaries of the federal government who are not performing active civilian service, or persons receiving remuneration for services on a contract fee basis. That's it. Let me read it again. Employees for the purposes of state, city, and county income or employment tax withholding means all employees of an agency. And what was the agency? That's the executive agencies and military departments, including all elements of the judicial branch. That's all it stands for. And it's right there, conclusive, in Title 31, Section 215.2 is the definitions. And under H1, it defines employees. There's no wiggle room. It says, for purposes of state, county, and city income or employment tax withholding means all employees of an agency other than the members of the armed forces. And it does not include retired personnel, pensioners, people with annuities, or similar beneficiaries of the federal government who are not performing active civilian service or persons receiving remuneration for services on a contract fee basis. And there it is in plain English again. And farther down in this, it talks about when you get down to K, regular place of federal employment means the official duty station or other place where an employee actually or normally performs services, irrespective of residence. Seems pretty simple to me. Title 31, Section 215.11. 31 CFR 215.11. A. State income tax shall be withheld only on the entire compensation of federal employees and members of the armed forces, period. Non-resident aliens, employees who under the state income tax law are required to allocate at least three-fourths of their compensation to the state shall be subject to the blah, 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 blah. That's it. There it is. It was amended. The Federal Register was amended in 1990 at 55 Federal Register 390 to include the National Guard. That's it. There is conclusive and legal evidence. The Federal Register is binding. They published it. It's a final rule. Hasn't been changed. And the employees are only the people that are involved in the agencies or civilian federal employees or in the armed forces. And if you're in them, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, which exists, there is nobody for the Internal Revenue Service. That's the bounty hunters. There is a Commissioner of the Internal Revenue. We have a collection agency that have no police power, no executive power, no judicial power, no power, except the ignorance, illiterate, and stupid people. Because we've allowed this to go on because we didn't know. We knew it wasn't right. Here it is, conclusively reinforcing the piggybacking of the state income tax on the federal income tax, and it's only for state agency people that are employed by the, quote, government, and nobody else. Does not include anybody else. Now, it can include a citizen of the United States under Title 20 or 26 CFR 1.6012-1. Or bona fide non-resident aliens out of these territories and possessions, which they modified in April. It used to be Puerto Rico. Now it's Northern Marianas, Guam, and let's see, American Samoa. So there's four of them now. Basically, somebody that is foreign to our country, because a citizen of the United States does not exist in law. If you want to act, and it's not a non-resident alien. If you want to play Santa Claus, and you want to, just like it was held in United States v. Babcock, I think it's Babcock versus United States in 1919. If you want the benefit to be a citizen of the United States, they call an individual. Individual is a citizen of the United States in the tax laws. You have no right to any court of record, and you have no right to any remedy. And that was a holding of that court based on a whole bunch of other Supreme Court cases, which I read all of them because I could not imagine what act I could do that would somehow, I have no court, I have no remedy. I couldn't believe it. And here it is, conclusively in Title 31. There is no doubt. It's conclusive and legal evidence. It is binding upon the judges and the IRS. And it's binding on these municipal flunkies that are running around thinking they're right up there with Hitler. And what I have seen so far, the Department of Justice and the United States District Court cannot say two words. Federal Register. We are being ruled by legal notice, just like these agencies' decisions that they use against us, which they will not adjudicate. Hey, this is beyond that. They all got together. Everybody agreed it was a final rule. And by the way, Treasury decisions stick. Treasury rulings do not stick. That's some attorney to give you his opinion. If it's a Treasury decision, it sticks. If it's published in the Federal Register as a Treasury decision, you will see them on the ATF side. They will say final rule and Treasury decision in the top of it. On the side that they like to enslave us, they have to go down and say whether it complies with the Paperwork Reduction Act. They have to go down and see if it complies with the Federal Register Acts. They have to say if it complies with the Administrative Procedures Act. And they will put the exclusions on there. That's how I found out, oh, it has to do with agencies or personnel of the federales. I like that. Boy, it really works for me. Getting access to all of the Federal Register is unbelievable. I have found out that Westlaw, like in the 1960, when they republished, they have their search engine automatically bypass that particular whole bunch of pages. All of the republishing. I don't even want to know how many hundreds of pages when I downloaded it. But the word searching does not work there. Tell me that the Westlaw and these attorneys aren't in on it. They are figuring out every way to make sure that we never understand how they overthrew our constitutional republic. It's not there today. It's a nice document, absolutely. It's the best thing we got going. At least don't have access to it. It's all an illusion. You are guilty until proven innocent. They take you into court under, quote, United States of America, and then they try to give property to the United States. Got him cornered on that, too, because you cannot give property to an entity that was not in the complaint. Go look at all of your charging documents. There's no the, but it's United States of America, and that started around 1913. They used to have, back in the early days of our constitutional republics, they used to have actually the United States. What a novel idea. Does an article pointing to one United States. Of course, now the Supreme Court says we got three of them suckers. One of them under the Constitution and two others running around out here. God knows what they're up to. This is the illusion. There is no constitutional republic. Agencies do not work for people. You can't fire them. They are hired mercenaries. Some are armed, some are unarmed. There's a few good ones, a lot of bad ones, and no honest ones. I can't be honest. They don't work for us. Just like Senator Lida Green, up here, the President of the Senate, her staff was instructed. We fund them. They do what they want. I can't help you. And there's no oversight of them. And they have contracts behind the scenes for performance for money. I have them on the court systems. I have them with the sheriff's departments. I have them with the attorney generals. I have them, the sheriff is an independent contractor. The judge is an independent contractor because they don't give the money straight to the judge. They give it to the court, the system. Wouldn't want to pay off the judge, would we? But it says right in there, thou shalt do everything for money so that nobody loses money and somebody is going to oversee your, quote, judgment. Hoo-ha. God, what a system. It's not what we think it is. And people, until we wake up and understand that we're living in a country of which we are enslaved. We are being ruled by legal notice through agencies in the dark, censored by the Department of Justice. They get to say what we see and what we don't see. You can't beat them just with code. You can't beat them even with the CFRs because that's prima facie evidence. You'd be astounded when you see the Federal Register. The Federal Register is available online from 1995 to current at the Federal Register homepage under advanced searches. You can see. Go in there and do some searches. Go in there and just type in the OMB number, 1545-0074, and mandatory. Look it up yourself. 1040 is mandatory only if you do these other forms. If you're into these discs, I forget what they are, D-I-S-C, it's all foreign nonsense, timber sales, and all types of other stuff that has nothing to do with me. If you don't fill out those forms, it's illegal. Anything that is mandatory is unconstitutional, except in court. Now, you can be held for contempt in an inquisitorial grand jury because it's not an adversarial. You can be held in contempt in court for not answering. You cannot be forced to sign out here in the hinterlands. And I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Well, we're back here. Just got a real short segment, and this is absolutely astounding. The Federal Register, the 2 is 42, Federal Register 33731, that's 1977. And the other one, it's not available online either, I don't think, is 55, Federal Register 3590. I am going to be publishing both of these here shortly to my special list, highlighted. And so people can, I mean, that's why I have my special list, because I don't like to go looking for stuff. People give me all sorts of stuff, and then I got to go try to find out if they're hoodwinking me or not. And by the time I get through looking at it, it's I've wasted so much time, because a lot of it's just dang nonsense. This is not me. not my thing. And another interesting part of this, I'm going to read just this part under Title 31, CFR. That's the abstract. But in the Federal Register, I'm reading it out of the Federal Register, and this is Federal Register 3590, Federal Register 55. Definitions, because they modified to add the National Guard. H1, 215-31, CFR 215.2. You will see the abstract, and this is what it's going to tell you today. H1, employees for the purposes of state income tax withholding means all employees of an agency, other than members of the armed forces. For city and county income or employment tax withholding, it means the lie, employees of an agency, II, members of the National Guard participating in exercises or performing duty under 31 United States Code 502, or members of the Ready Reserve participating in scheduled drills or training periods or serving on active duty for training under 10 U.S.C. 270 delay. That's it. Does not include retired personnel, pensioners, peoples with annuities, similar beneficiaries of the federal government, which I think would definitely include Social Security, who are not performing active civilian service, or persons receiving remuneration for services on a contract fee basis. There it is. Unbelievable. This conclusively proves what I was also saying on the 301 regs out of 1960. That's why there are 301 regs. That is why there are no one-point regulations that have general applicability and legal effect. They can't. That'd be unconstitutional. These people are committing treason because they are collecting, are taking our money, even though it's fiat, incarcerating people, destroying families, controlling every aspect of our life. This fictional status. And these guys here are coming out, and here it is. There is no doubt what an employee is. It says means, and that's it, folks. Unless you work for the federales or one of these state folks under an agency, that's it. There is nothing else. That's it. And if anybody wants to, my email is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at, and it's a Latin word, just belly, J-U-S, B, as in Bravo, B-E-L-L-I.com. And I'm going to be publishing this in my special list with the stuff. If you don't want to run down to the law library, 120-year postal money order. I hear the music, and Republic Broadcasting and I operate by fiat money. So we'll see you next Sunday, and salute those city and federal employees that should be paying, and let's get out of this. Talk to you later.